Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life podcast, an inspiring, empowering series where some of the world's cutting edge mind, body, spirit, healers, coaches, and leaders are coming together to share with you their wisdom, their tools, really here to support you to move beyond your fears, your doubts, your limiting beliefs, helping you to heal pain, illness, and trauma. I am your host, Tanya Penny, Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Catalyst and Coach, and I am here because I'm devoted to helping you have that healthy body, peaceful mind, balanced life, so that you can fully live your passions, your purpose, with abundance and ultimate freedom. Today, we have the wisdom of Gabriel Spencer as we continue to dive into your divine desires. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Gabriel if you are new to her before we dive in. And of course, new this year is we are doing all of these beautiful, inspiring conversations live. And we'll be taking a few questions at the end. So if you are on the webcast, you can submit your questions and comments at the bottom of the screen. If you are on the phone with us today live, you can raise your hand by hitting *2. Everyone at this moment is muted, of course, except me and Gabrielle. And if you get chosen, raise your hand to get chosen, we will go ahead and unmute you and have you receive guidance and whatever you're meant to receive here today. Okay, so Gabrielle is known as the practical spiritualist and catalyst of light for abundance training. She is here to help you clear your energy, shift you into your power, and dramatically raise your vibration. Gabriel spent a good part of her life trying to be normal. Who doesn't try to be normal? And also to fit in and not be noticed. Although she resisted and was very stubborn, life circumstances pushed her to reclaim her ancient knowledge, multidimensional healing, and activation gifts and abilities. She is a facilitator of higher consciousness, so you can take part in the dramatic shift happening at the highest levels in the universe. This universal shift is the gateway to multiple possibilities and opportunities to create whole life abundance and reclaiming your self-mastery. She provides now moment guidance for your quickest path to clearing out what is keeping you from reclaiming your own mastery of abundance and beyond. Hoo-wee. Welcome, Gabriel.
Thank you. That's awesome. I'm really excited to be here. I've been feeling the energy for today, like since this morning, just really building. And so I just know we're going to have a great time and sharing. It's going to be wonderful.
I feel the same way. It's so exciting. I, you know, in a nutshell, decided to switch the podcast to live this year, and just the energy. I think this is the year where a lot of us, you know, we are meant to come together in more live type gatherings, whether it's virtual or if it's live in person, right? So I'm definitely feeling that energy. And as you said, when we first got on and were kind of powwowing before our call today, that I felt like your sister, or I felt like family, and I thought that was so cool.
Every time I see your picture, I'm just like, wow, she's my sister. She could be my sister. It's just amazing to me energetically, too, besides the other lineage that we have in common, actually, as we talked about. It's amazing when you connect with somebody and you've never met them, but you just have that instant higher vibrational connection. You know you've known each other long before and many times. And I just love that because it reminds us that we are in it together. No matter
yes,
what.
Yes, and we're not alone. We're not alone.
No, you're not alone, and you're going to see each other more than once.
Yeah, and even if your biological family doesn't feel like your family, I always joke that I always felt like I was adopted. Maybe I was, you know, maybe.
I'm just kidding. No,
really?
I'm with you. I used to say that to my mother, and she'd be like, Gabrielle, I assure you, I birthed you. Nobody forgets those things, and I had you for sure. And I just really always felt like I was adopted, and I really believe that. And then one day in my early journey when I was getting into spirituality, I think it's Barbara Handclaw who wrote about the Pleiadians. And in there, that was like one of her checklist items for if you're really from a higher vibrational place, is you feel like you're adopted. And I was
really,
it still sticks with me to this day. Yes. And that's all I remember about anything I read from what she had to say, because it totally resonated. Like, yes, I don't feel like I fit. And it made sense then for why I would reach out and seek people like me, because you realize that it's okay. And, you know, I work with people, with my clients, and a lot of them start with that whole thing about family, like they feel rejected or not accepted.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something wrong with them. And helping them to make this shift, that was your vehicle to get here. Yes. And I had somebody shared with me something one time, because I was still struggling with it in my early 30s. And she said they were your sandpaper to make sure you didn't get complacent and just accept the dogma. They made it so that you could not stay in that energetic vibration.
Ooh, yeah, the contrast,
really,
right? We grow faster, or we grow more through contrast. So having that, I love that metaphor, that your family being sandpaper, because that's what mine felt like. That's what mine felt like growing up. And I was like, I'm not only not from this family, I am not from this planet. Like, I don't think I fit in here. Like, the way these people are doing things, this is crazy.
Well, and that's it's to continue to make us adhere to our energetic contracts and what it is that we're meant to do here. I kind of see, like, what we're meant to do here as, it's got many layers to it. Nothing is ever just one answer, by the way, right? We already know that.
Right.
It's like there's always much more that they don't actually tell you, and you don't figure out until you're at a vibration to even understand what they're even saying. So I know, right? That was, you know, one of my other ahas. I think back to when I first started attending spiritual journeys, and I remember the person that was on her journey, and I didn't understand, I don't know, probably 98% of anything she said. I just knew that I was supposed to be there. And it wasn't for like 10 years. And then I had already been working with clients and, you know, working on healing myself and you know, my own evolution, which we all know as we help others, we're helping our own evolution. So one day I was connected to the other side and working with the person's higher self. And I said, well, how do I undo that? How do we help her release that? And I was given the understanding. And as soon as I did, it went click, click, click for something that she had said 10 years earlier that I just thought, yeah, whatever. And I actually had to go through a little bit of guilt, like, man, I made fun of that. Wow. Boy. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed, like to myself, right? In my own ignorance. So it's amazing to me how our vibration, when it does rise, we get even a new understanding of things that we thought we understood already. And it's just fascinating. It's just really amazing to me.
Yeah, or even things that we didn't, it's interesting that we thought we understood but didn't, right, at all.
Right.
You know, I've had, you know, my spiritual mentor who I have now, someone presented him to me a few years ago, and I could not stand listening to him. Like, I could listen to him for maybe a minute or two, and then I was like, he's crazy. And I would I would turn it off, and now I'm like, oh, I wasn't ready yet. His vibration wasn't in alignment with mine, but it was, you know, it was a precursor, right,
yeah.
to get there. And, yeah, I love that. And I do want to make sure that we kind of, I feel like
yes.
moving into, we talked about the armpit, and this mm-hmm. goes along with the whole family being your sandpaper, that these, oh man, it's like, how do we present this? Anything that is an armpit in your life, like we called it an armpit, right? So a situation,
right.
an experience, it could be your childhood, maybe, I'm going to ask you to tell a little bit about your story in a minute, your armpit experience, mm-hmm. but it's like these experiences that feel so not right, that
mm-hmm.
feel so
right.
messy.
They're stinky.
And yeah, stinky and awful. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that our soul, and we're really going to be talking about our soul's desires today, and this fits in beautifully. How is that connected? Why do we have these quote unquote armpit experiences, and how are they a part of our soul's desires? Would love for you to speak on that, and as
okay.
well as sharing a little bit of your story.
All right, we'll see how it all comes out. It will come out
oh, yeah.
just as it's meant to. So
absolutely.
Back to that sandpaper experience, as we were talking, in our existence here, we're here to basically reclaim our mastery. All of us are masters. And I look at it when I'm working on a person, what I have been shown is that we all have separation events. And it was reminded to me today, I was working on something, and I was given this example a long time ago, and it was that the metaphor of Adam and Eve, and that Eve had a separation event that basically lowered her vibration and Adam's as well, and then they had to basically redeem themselves, redeem their own vibration, learning through life lessons because they were kicked out of wherever that place is called, kicked out of the higher
Eden.
Vibrational place. Eden, thank you. So that was the higher vibrational place. And because of the separation event, her, you know, using her own judgment and understanding and et cetera to determine what she was going to do, that lowered their vibration. And the thing is that as masters in multidimensional universes, things like that have happened to us as well. We have been participants in something or some things, depending on how old your soul is, that has caused you to be separated from the ultimate God source. And we have to come here in order to heal those separation events and reclaim the aspects of ourselves that we separated from when that trauma occurred, okay? So we
I have a quick question.
Place. Yeah.
So do we choose, from my understanding or belief at this point, we do choose even those traumas
mm-hmm.
and those experiences, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all
yeah.
about evolution. And the other side, you know, I've said forever that there is no there is no judgment in healing. And when we hear things in our 3D minds, we judge, oh, my God, I was a bad person, or I don't want to uncover. Like I've worked on people, and I think you too have, Tanya, where they've hidden something, even from themselves. Like I'll see it sometimes in a safe or, you know, locked
yeah.
away behind many layers of walls. And the reason is that whatever had occurred was so traumatic, and they're so ashamed. There's so much guilt.
Yes.
There's
shame.
You know, and yes, and they're not able to just get over it, right? Because it was so, so traumatic. But the thing is that in this time, when we are helping somebody to release something, first, you don't remember it.
and you aren't that same, you're not in that same situation, the same players aren't there, you don't know all the nuances. I mean, think about any situation in your current life. I mean, there's so many things that are happening at once that created your response, right? It's never just one thing, but when we hear about something that is being released from us, we don't remember that there might have been 100 different things. You were probably between the rock and the hard place, and you only had that one choice. And so you had to go that way. And so that
and you made the best choice.
Sandpaper. Yeah, you made the best choice you could in that moment and what was available to you. And that is the same thing that is what occurs in our current existence. You know, when you're at a lower vibration, this happens a lot, where you are between the rock and the hard place, or the sandpaper place, or the armpit place. It's all the same thing. And when you're at a lower vibration, you basically only have the two choices. You have the yuck choice or the yuckier choice. Neither one of them are good. And that's something that we have a hard time wanting to believe, right? And it because we want to think to ourselves, no, I'm co-creating. But when you're at the frequency, and I commonly use Dr. David Hawkins' scale of consciousness because most of us are familiar with it, or you can easily look it up. So the frequencies of 0 to 200 are the fear-based frequencies. And when you are in that fear-based frequency, you know, we're up and down on them. They're not fixed, right? So we might be feeling depressed one day or sad one day. And yes, you're happy, and so you're going to go higher on the scale. But generally, we kind of move around in that 0 to 200 and then, you know, above it too at times. The point is that your free will is pretty locked in at those frequencies. Yeah, you have free will, but I kind of interpret it as you have free will to kind of screw things up for yourself. And that happens more than it doesn't happen.
And collective consciousness, right? So the collective consciousness is also kind of, you can say you have free will, but collective consciousness, which is a lot of fear-based shit, is typically what is controlling your free will.
Yeah, I mean, it's all tied in. Your free will is not free. That's the point. And so it's when you begin raising your vibration and healing those multidimensional layers and the separation events and reclaiming the aspects of yourself that you raise your frequency to where then you're in alignment with divine free will, which that's when the evolution of the soul really takes off, because not only do you reclaim the abilities and the gifts you already had, you're actually given even more gifts than you had. Like when I first started really doing the healing work for myself and my clients, I would be like, oh, I can do that again. And that was truly the feeling within me, like, oh, it's back. And then at some point it became, oh my God, that is amazing that's coming through. And it's a new thing that I know within my soul I haven't ever been able to do before. And so it's just really amazing, the journey. But, you know, I didn't get here easily. We all talk about the spiritual 2x4, which goes
or the dark night of the soul
frequencies, right? Dark night of the soul, you know, where you get your butt kicked and you're like, oh my God. And, you know, I have had this happen, and I had it happen, you know, in like 10 year cycles, and, you know, just like a business cycle, in a 10 year cycle, and my whole life would fall apart. So everything I'd worked so hard for would just boom, it's at my feet. And you're like, what? I've worked so hard and, you know, I had it all. If everybody were to look at me from the outside, you'd be like, man, she's got the life. And I did. It wasn't that I was not grateful, but I wasn't actually fully embracing what I was here for. And, you know, I could have become super complacent in that life. So in the most recent 10-year cycle of that, I had a really wonderful job. I worked in mortgage banking and in secondary lending and working with investment bankers, and, you know, really just had a great job. It used all my mental capacity, and I just really excelled at it. And I was the number one moneymaker for my company in the country. And so I had the life. I had the $1 million plus home in Scottsdale, Arizona, two small babies, and, you know, great husband. And so we had everything that, that you could, you know, theoretically want. And my husband and I were spiritual, and I share with everybody that I very much compartmentalized spirituality separately from corporate and anything else that I was doing, not merged at all. So anybody in corporate had no idea this other aspect of myself. Mm-hmm. And I was very good with that, right? My whole thing is I just wanted to be normal. I just wanted to be.
You didn't want them to know about your weird spiritual side.
Right. Well, and that was even before I was willing to open my gifts. I mean, this is, I mean, I had an aversion all the way, and I know where it comes from. It comes from being persecuted. You know, there, I tell people there's only so many times you can be burned at the stake, your eyes poked out, your ears cut off, and, you know, you can only have that.
Yeah.
Right. Stoned. I mean, all of it. I mean, raped because. I mean, it was one of my original, when I first agreed to healing, and I wouldn't even agree to healing. I had the opportunity many times for energetic healing in my 20s, and I kept refusing because I didn't want any of that. That's how strongly. I just wanted to do everything logically, thinking it through, putting a plan in place, getting all the pieces to come together. And so that's how I was proceeding in my life. And we all know that that takes a lot of energy and a lot of work, and a lot can go wrong. And when it does go wrong, it, like, there's no bounce back. There's no, like, oh, I know exactly what to do. Instead, it's like everything is wiped out. And so that is what happened in that, this last, that last cycle, because the housing crisis came about. And no matter how amazing I was at my job, we all lost our jobs. That's right. And there was no rebound. There was nothing you could do with your financial skills or anything you knew because the whole industry collapsed. And I looked and I think to myself, I had opportunities that came, but none of them worked. And this is the part where we'll get to it in a little bit as to why that's important to know. But what happened for my husband and I was we went from, you know, bad to worse. So even though we were spiritual and totally believe in the higher information and the energies and all of that, it didn't help us in that we weren't connected enough with it to turn to it, if that makes sense. Instead, we sort of went into a free fall. And over a period of years, of course, because nothing is quick when you're stubborn,
that's funny because I was just thinking, oh, I get it. You know, she was being called to work on healing these things and opening to her gifts and all these things, but she was fighting it. So of course, you know, you're going to be redirected with a big shitstorm.
Oh yeah. And it got bad. I mean, it got really bad. So we, you know, we're using our savings for like a year and a half, and then our house went into foreclosure. And back then, you know, our million plus house, our housing bill just to run, we were on 3/4 of an acre of grass in Scottsdale, Arizona. So in the desert, we had 3/4 of an acre of grass. And I can just tell you, now I look back and I'm thinking, what were we thinking? So our housing bill, just to have electric and whatever, was around 12 grand a month.
So, oh my God.
But back then, that wasn't even a drop in a bucket. That was like, it was no big deal. And that's the thing that I'm saying is, you know, we were fine. Everything was good. We had, you know, money in the bank. And so, but that doesn't last a long time if there's nothing going in, right? And so our house went into foreclosure. And so we really, you know, I was going through my own identity crisis. And so, you know, when we lose a job or you lose a marriage or you lose something, many of us experience that, your health, right? You have a lot of issues that get triggered, right?
Oh yeah.
And I definitely did. I definitely did. And I really kept banging my head against the wall. Like, I am intelligent. I can do this. I have done it before. I can do it again. I just need the right opportunity. And buddy, I just kept pounding that wall. And you know how frustrating that is, right? So finally,
oh,
one day.
Oh, yeah. It's triggering all your, just like on a side note, right? It's triggering all your, I must not be good enough. I must not be doing it right.
There's
all of
so
that
many
crap
things.
Gets triggered.
And then you have your family that is dependent on you. And you have all these stresses
going on. I'm a failure.
How could this have happened to me? I mean, I've done everything right. I've done everything I was supposed to do, blah, blah, blah. So it's unfortunate that you get, that's the quagmire you get in. And you can imagine that you're at an, you know, kind of a negative frequency. You're not even at the 0 to 200 at that point. You're like in the tar pit. It's just awful, and you can't seem to, you know, get yourself out of it, and it just seems to keep sucking you in or sucking you down. And that is what happened for us. We ended up moving into a rental home because even though that was actually the headline banner of it's time to leave the state, and my husband and I had known, and this is kind of the crappy part about having some ability, is that we already knew that we only had 5 years left to stay in Arizona before this happened, okay? And if we had actually not gone into the crap of it all, we would have said, oh, my God, that's a five-year mark. Hello, time for us to move. And we
time to go.
Can you believe it? I know. Instead, we went
well,
into
Well, we can be, no, we can breathe. Be pretty cute and ignorant and stubborn sometimes, even when we are very clearly getting our guidance. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, because it's not fitting what you want or what you see. And we couldn't see any place that we wanted to go or anything that we really knew we wanted to do. And that kept us stuck. So in the next 3.5 years, it didn't get better. Instead, it just kept getting worse. And so the short run of that 3.5 years is that I have to remember it in that, okay, I got pregnant at 40 and then,
wow.
Yes, that was a surprise. Anyway, I got pregnant at 40 and my mother-in-law moved in with us shortly thereafter. And I gave birth to my son. I was 41. I gave birth to my son. And 1 month later, my husband, who was the breadwinner, lost his job. He was laid off. And then 4 months after that, so my son was 5 months old and I had two small daughters. And so then, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. And through this period, he just,
shit.
I know, right? And you think to yourself, I mean, really, it's unbelievable the amount of crap that can come out when you're really, really not
stubborn.
In the flow, right? When we're not in the flow, and we were not. And so he totally regressed and went into himself, and he became addicted to video games, and that's all, you know, his living and breathing and video games was about all you could ask from him. So it was a really incredibly hard time, and everybody can imagine that that brought us to the brink of divorce because it's a hateful time. No one is happy and you cannot really function. And that was really the point, is that we were not functioning in any sort of high vibrational way. But the reckoning came, right, where it's like, okay, I realized that I was being called on to step into my gifts to help my husband. And he was the catalyst to make me finally do it. And I tell everybody, you know, yes, I was told that earlier, about a year and a half after I'd been laid off myself, I finally went to a spiritual psych and asked her, you know, what's going on? Why can't I get anything to work, you know? And she looked at me and she's like, you're a healer. I'm like,
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that this lifetime. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to be a healer again.
No, that's what I said. Exactly.
I was killed. Exactly. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah,
that's not
I'm
fun.
Like, no, I just want to be normal, okay? I just want to go back to corporate and make lots of money and be fine, right? But this was not my gardener lifetime where you get to just kick back and observe life. So she looked at me and, you know, and I looked at her and that was the end of that and I still wouldn't do it. So then all this stuff happened later and finally, you know, brought to my knees, I said, fine, I will do it for 6 months. If it doesn't work, I'm going back to corporate. And so that was more than 10 years ago. So
wow.
Here we are, right?
And your husband?
I helped my husband. I worked on him energetically and started, you know, tapping back into my gifts without really even knowing what my gifts were, what I was asking for. I was just working through his higher self. And so for me, that's how it began, by tapping into the higher selves of my clients, my husband. I learned so much because everybody's higher self has a lot of knowledge and access to knowledge. And so I was given access. And once I was given access to an ability or how to help somebody heal something, I was able to continue with it. It wasn't closed for me. And so that's how it began.
And I want everyone to take note. And I want everyone to take note of this because I think this is very common. And most people listening to this, whether it's live or to the replay, we oftentimes, like yourself, and I've had the same experience. Like, I didn't even know what I could do. And I couldn't even put a name to it, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And my ego would say, yeah, but you got to figure it out before you can do it. And it was like, no, it's just going to happen, right? It's just going to, once you say yes, it's going to unfold. And you don't even know what's going to come out of your mouth or your hands or whatever your gifts are.
That's right. In fact, the less you think about it, the better.
Yes. I found that. Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's not about what we think it is. And, you know, I talk to everybody and say, look, you know, we can talk about the symptom, the problem, whatever it is, over and over. But every time without fail, when I connect with the person's higher self, when we're, you know, when the person's done, you know, talking about it, because you do need that too sometimes, not all the time in healing. You have to just be able to unload it. And that's,
share it.
That's fine.
Be acknowledged.
Right?
But be acknowledged.
Exactly. And just, you know, you just need to say it. And I encourage people, say it however you want to say it, as mean as you want to. It doesn't matter. Just let it go, because that's part of the let go process for some people and in some situations. Anyway, so when I get and I connect with a person's higher self, it never starts with whatever they thought the symptom was, because the root of the issue is different than the symptom you're experiencing. There's some other trauma that has been created that this is an offshoot of it. And so it's all about finding that, but you have to be at a vibration high enough to be able to release it. And of course, the older the soul, the deeper the hurt. So
I mean, from my understanding at this moment, which is always changing, but at this moment, it's like, yes, we've all had many past lives, some of us more than others, and that what we tend to do is carry forward the trauma. If we don't heal it in that lifetime, we'll carry it forward to the next and the next and
Absolutely.
The next. And in this lifetime, I think many of us, which are experiencing huge armpits, shit storms, dark nights of the soul, whatever you want to call it, that's happening, right? So that we can finally clear it in this lifetime and not have to carry it forward again.
Yes, you're exactly. I try to explain it to people. I know that people use the onion, you know, peeling away the layers of the onion. And so we can talk about it in the same way. It's that each layer comes with you from every lifetime. So it's paper thin and it's energetic and it comes with you. So when people say, even in their current life, they'll say, that broke my heart. It really did.
Oh, it really did.
It really broke that layer, this layer of your current lifetime. The problem is that as you go, now imagine if there's a tear in a layer
in your heart from another lifetime. Well, the next layer is not going to lie flat and smooth and be perfectly connected to the layer previous, because you have a tear in there and you might have some bumps and lumps, right? You might have some betrayal
scar tissue.
You know, right. There's scar tissue. There might be knives in there. I mean, there's been amazing things I've pulled out of people's multidimensional layers of their heart. So the future layers cannot function the way they're meant to in perfect divine order. So you do have to go and heal those multidimensional layers of your heart, your spirit, your emotional body, your mind, subconscious and conscious, and then working on your higher dimensional levels as well. And so that's the whole point of working with a multidimensional healer, is that it isn't so much about what you're experiencing in this lifetime, because this is your mirror lifetime. It's mirroring back
right.
to you the things that you need triggered so they can be healed, which is just what you said. So,
yeah, so they can come up, right?
So we
can
yes.
see them. So we can see them. And,
right.
it, and it is our, and when we talk about desires, right, it's our soul's desire actually in this lifetime to have these experiences that will help us to see the stuff that wants and needs to be healed.
Yes, perfectly said. It's exactly right. That's what we're here for. And the beauty of it is that as you're healing that, you're also regaining who you really are and fully connecting
yeah.
from within all the heart, spirit, and higher mind. Then you're able to connect with the saying that we have all heard and may not fully understand what they're talking about, which is as above, so below. So you upgrade from your base programming of body, mind, spirit, that triangle. You, by healing and reconnecting within yourself, you upgrade that triangle to heart, spirit, and mind. And when you do that, it is able to merge perfectly with your higher self and your soul and your higher mind. And that is the higher vibration, and that is how you're able to create a higher vibrational baseline as a human in this existence, and able to easily be in the energetic flow of abundance, because we're meant to be abundant in every area of life. There's no one area like I described. I've already had lots of money, big house, car,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
When people think abundance, they think money first. And it's like, okay, that's a part of it, but that is not all of it.
It's not all of it. It's
not even
a
close.
Circle. Everybody, we need to remember that sacred geometry rules all. Okay, the circle is part of sacred geometry, the triangle, part of sacred geometry. And when you pull them together into the beautiful sacred geometries that we see. And this was a big aha moment I had about 2 or so years ago. In my office, I have this amazing cosmic heart mandala that I stare at. It takes up a whole wall. It's lovely.
Mm.
And then I have a picture of Atlantean times where they've got the Sri Yantra, and they're all, it's, you know, beaming. It's amazing. I have a flower of life. Okay, I have everything. And it's surrounding me all over. And these, and to be honest, I thought they were beautiful art. I just resonated with them. And then after I got this download, and I looked up and I was like, oh, my God. It's been staring me in the face this whole time. And I thought it was beautiful artwork. It actually... Mm. is who we are. We are sacred geometry. We are the matrix of geometry. And once we reconnect with that cosmic matrix, that is when we're in the flow. And everything comes, as long as you're in alignment and you're following your guidance and you're doing the things that you're meant to do. Because I assure you, when you get off path, you will know very quickly.
Well, and it's
you will know that you're
off. Yeah, yeah. The universe, your cosmic team, whatever you want to call it, will try to redirect you. And
Yeah,
it's interesting, because what happens is we often start to judge it, and like when we get guidance, either we might judge it, right? We might judge it, fear it, and want to run away from it. Guidance, sometimes following your guidance, right, doesn't mean it's going to look pretty or easy. I think that's a really common belief, especially in our consciousness, new age, spiritual, is that, you know, when you follow your guidance, it's going to be all rainbows and unicorns. And that's not true.
Right. Right. And as we were talking before we got started, that's what I was sharing with you. So after 3.5 years of being in, you know, utter hell, truly, I just realized that's it. I'm done. And I said to my husband, okay, you can choose to either pull yourself together and live, or I will step aside and be with our children, and you're free to do whatever, whether that's you, you know, figure it out or you check out, whatever it is. Because at this point, you have to make a choice. And this is the thing about what we do here. It's making choices. And when you're at a low vibration, they aren't the best choices, as we've already said. They're,
right,
you know,
they're the fear consciousness.
Right. And so yeah, it's really realizing, I knew within myself that our contract together for this life, and it has nothing to do with being married, that our contract wasn't up. But I had to be willing to let it go, because you can't save somebody else. They have
to. They've
got to
be willing. They've got to do their
right.
half of the quote unquote contract or soul agreement.
That's
you
right.
can't do it
exactly.
for them.
Right. And it works the same for everyone on here who works with clients. That was one.
Yes.
Because I had that situation with my husband, it made it a lot easier for me to understand it when I work with clients, that they have to do their part. I am here to be a catalyst and to provide them the frequencies and the method to connect with those higher vibrations, but they have to still listen to the audio, do the work, and keep it in their vibration and keep their vibration high. Because, you know, going right back to your old habits, everybody will tell you, is just going to bring you right back. It might take a day or three or five, but it will eventually drain the energy that you just worked so hard to have. And that was what was happening in our own situation. And so, basically, though, it was our come to Jesus moment, and we decided, okay, we have no opportunities where we were living. And this is the point of when people can know if you're on your path or you're not in alignment with your path, it's that you bang your head against the wall. You keep pursuing what you think could be an opportunity, but nothing pans out. The energy is dead. There's nothing there. It doesn't matter how hard you push. Try, do more, whatever.
Drive.
It's not happening. Right. I tell everybody now, the way you know you're in a lower vibrational frequency is when you're saying to yourself, I have to do more or try harder.
Oh, man. And I bet you no one listening to this ever
right.
falls into that.
I know, right?
Myself included. I'm a recovering superwoman, or, you know, some of you are supermen.
Yeah, recovering
so.
Doer.
Yeah.
You're a recovering
yeah.
doer. Exactly. And that's why I think that's so appropriate to tell everybody, because you don't realize yourself what you're even saying to yourself. You don't realize that by saying those things and believing that, you're actually trapping yourself in that lower vibrational frequency and out of alignment with where you're really supposed to be. And so
like your,
when you hear this,
mm-hmm. I just want to add, right? I just want to add, like, to tie it into our desires, right? So what was happening with you was your ego, right? Your ego desires were saying, no, I want to stay in Phoenix and I want to make it happen. And I, you know, blah,
I
blah, blah,
can
blah.
Make it happen.
I can. I'm going
See,
to. Right?
Sorry,
I'm going to make
exactly.
it happen.
That do or die, I'm going to kill myself trying to do it part. Right. And that's
absolutely.
The thing. Like, yes, I totally believed all of that. But it finally came to a point, and, you know, it's because I was so hell-bent on, I can do this with my mind. I can figure it out. I know I can figure it out. If I can get this to happen, then I can get that to happen, you know, and all of this. And so
Yeah, it didn't
work
out as I thought.
The desire will always win.
It will, no matter how hard you fight against it, because you're contracted to be here to regain your mastery. That is unequivocally, all of us have that energetic contract. It is what we're here to do, to heal ourselves so we regain who we really are, so we can step into our mastery, at the same time serve the people around us and those that we're meant to assist to do the same thing. And then at the same time, you create a whole new higher vibrational for all mass consciousness. So you're like serving on many levels just by reclaiming who you are. It's amazing how that works. It's a circle. It's a great circle. So
because we're all connected, right? So when you're doing that, when you're doing your quote unquote part, it's actually, whether it looks like it or not, it's helping others to do and be in theirs.
You're co-creating.
Yes.
With everybody. Yeah.
Go ahead, Gabriel.
No, I was just going to say exactly that we're all co-creating the energy in which we live and helping each of us get into alignment with higher vibrational energy. It changes for everybody their ability to create for themselves. It's one is not separate from the other.
No, it can't be unless you try to fight it. And even then, you're gonna get redirected. So everybody know there are some hands raised already that we are going to take in a minute or two. I have another question to ask Gabriel before we go into questions. But if you're on the phone, you can raise your hand, *2. And if you're on the webcast, you can submit your questions at the bottom of the screen, preferably with your first name. And, so my question before we go into more questions of people that are with us today. Oh man, I know my question just flew out, but I know it'll come back in, I'm guessing. Interesting. Maybe we're to go to a question first.
All right.
My question just went whoop right out.
It'll come back.
It will. It always does. I know it has something to do with ego versus soul desire, but let's go ahead.
That's my favorite. You're talking about free will, that lower vibrational free will versus the higher aligned free will that happens when your vibration is high enough. And the ego, you know, I've had people say to me, well, I'm working on my ego. And the thing that I have learned by working with higher selves is that when we talk about that base programming, you have your body, mind, and spirit. Your mind is in charge of your base survival needs. It keeps you from danger. It helps you to have food, clothing, love, and your basic necessities met. And it's in control. That's its programming. That's its job. And as you heal your heart, your spirit, and then your mind, it's because your heart and your spirit, when they are healed and in alignment with one another, I always see it energetically like they're able to then wrestle the mind into that triangle piece that it needs to have. And so that they then all three work in concert with one another. And when that happens, ego is not quite the stickler that it is where you might be currently, because it is in alignment with your heart and your spirit, which knows the higher vibration and where you're supposed to be and connecting to the other side. So it's kind of like the ego doesn't run amok, not because you're trying to keep it under control. It just isn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And because really, like you said, it's meant to keep us safe, but it's not meant to be the driver.
Yeah.
Right? It's meant the heart, the soul, whatever you want to call it, is meant to be the driver, the leader, mm-hmm. and then the ego, the mind, is meant to, this is what you want. Okay, let me go ahead and take the actions and figure out how to follow through with that.
That's perfect. That's exactly right. The mind is then the action taker. once it's gotten its driving directions from your soul and your higher self through to your heart. So, yes, perfectly said.
With that, are you ready for a question on the phone?
Oh, I'm ready. Sure.
Awesome. And just so everybody knows, when you're asking questions, is there any guidelines, Gabrielle? I know sometimes people have guidelines for questions, like things that would be, you know, if you want to call them tips for asking you questions.
No. It's all right. Just give me your first name. Each person. I just need their first name. And, of course, they can tell me their question, and we'll just go from there.
Awesome. So I am unmuting from Bellevue, Washington. Hello, Bellevue, Washington, or maybe just a phone number from there.
Hi. I think this is me.
Hi.
Well,
yeah,
wow.
Right, it is. And, yay.
How,
and what's your first name?
How amazing. Well, my first initial is K.
Awesome.
And I heard you on Monsef Afkir's show about a month ago, I think. And you cleared a woman who, with the same initial as mine, of a curse from a galaxy far, far away. And everything you said about it, it really resonated with me. And I asked if I had been cleared too, and in the webcast. And I think the consensus was yes. And I really did feel an incredible lightning, like something had been lifted. And I just wanted to talk to you after that happened. I wanted to talk to you and have you read me. She had the same initial as mine, yeah. Anyway.
That's wonderful. Thank you for letting us know. I mean, it's always awesome to hear that people feel the energy and have had, you know, release in their life and a new lightness. It's just really, it's what makes my heart sing. It's what makes me continue on, right? It's the fuel that keeps me going. So it's wonderful. When we work energetically, one of my gifts is that just speaking the higher vibrational beings, which is what I call my team on the other side, because they are from many dimensions. They are healing, providing healing, energy clearing, keys, codes, activations for each person, just as you're listening. So it's going to be what your higher self deems what's in your best. So when we do a specific healing clearing, I always invite everybody's higher self to participate. Because as I said earlier, the higher selves know what you actually really need to work on. And it's amazing because they also know the fastest way to help us get where we need to be. And that's what we all want anyway. So I asked if you had additional curses. The answer was no, but you do have something that they're showing me. And it looks like a sphere, like through just under your, where is that? It's in a very weird spot and going in as if you were, I don't know how to describe it. It's as if you were had been turning when it was like maybe you were trying to escape it, but it went in through the side at a very bizarre angle. So we're going to work to help you release that. I'll bet you'll be able to breathe a bit better.
Gabrielle, everybody. I just heard something weird, the xiphoid process. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
The biphoid process?
Xiphoid, like with an X?
I'm pretty sure that's the place that's right in between the ribs at the very, very bottom of the ribs. There's a tender point.
Oh, how funny.
The xiphoid.
Look at that. That is what I love about the higher selves, man. They know everything, and you hear stuff, and you're like, I don't even know what that is. And then when I Google it, I'm like, wow. It's so true. And I tell everybody, you know, I'm not a big reader on any of metaphysical stuff because I want to be a clean slate. So whatever comes through, it's not because it's any of my understanding. It just comes from your higher self. So we're going to work on this for you because it's actually making me want to throw up now as we're talking.
Okay.
Which is fine. I won't throw up. Don't worry. It never happens. It's just that. I can feel it moving. I mean, they're working even as we're talking. So
wow. It's
moving from your diaphragm area, and it's like heading up, and it's like right under my heart chakra, and it's moving, and soon it's going to be out. The lessons that you need to learn from that experience was that danger, a real fear of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Because in that particular instance, that was your issue. But even more so, it was that I feel like it's a truth issue about not speaking your truth. It's about following truth for you.
Mm.
And your perception of that is has suffered, and you don't really trust perhaps your understanding of truth. And the only guidance that I hear here is, just as Tanya and I have said this whole time, we can only understand what we can understand in the moment, and it's based on our vibration. And so you have to give yourself a pass. It's like, forgive yourself for, you know, not having that the omnipotence to know everything. So that's,
wow. That's,
we went really deep.
That's real true. I have some really, really horrendous things have happened because I didn't know what I was in. I didn't know that I was, you know, neck deep in in something that I did not understand at all. And, you know, trying to operate.
Yes, I can understand this. So we just breathe it out and let it go. It's moving through, and even when we're done, it will continue because what they're facilitating for you is many layers deep, and that spear was only just sort of holding it in there so that it couldn't be released. So that's why, you know, we started there, but that piece will continue to move for you. I feel like you're going to have to give yourself a little bit of some rest time today.
Okay.
Just allow it to work through, okay?
And Gabriel, may I add something?
Sure.
Yeah. It's interesting, right? Because it's almost like this had to, for it to be released, she had to hear why it was there in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That lesson or that guidance. And I kept hearing, like, this was a lesson in trusting yourself. And and the thing, whatever it was in the past that happened, like, you knew that you probably should leave or not be there, but you didn't follow that guidance and you stayed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So interesting. That's so, yeah, Gabriel, that's so awesome.
It was awesome. Trying to find out guidance from the outside instead of listening to my gut, which I hadn't, you know, hadn't learned how to,
You have to, yes, it's the trust thing, and it's trusting your perception of that truth that you're being given. You know, Tanya and I had talked about it a little bit before, and it's that, you know, a lot of times we don't want to follow what it is because it doesn't look like what we want it to look like, and we don't think we're going to get the outcome that we want to come. And you think to yourself, no, I don't want to do that because I want to be able to do this and I want it to look like this. And, you know, my whole story is that unfortunate cycle over and over until finally you just go, okay, I'm going to follow. And even with that, I tell everybody, even with that, I gave limitations. I was like, yeah, I'll do it for 6 months. Then I'm going back. Because that's all I could handle at the time. And so your process is your process. The more energy work you do, the faster you'll move through it. Because really, I wish blah, blah, blah. Well, we're at a place now energetically where we're able to move through these things a lot faster and go, yeah, you know, so deep, just like we just did with you. So much more because of where we are in the cycle, in the divine cycle. And so you're at a great time to just shed as much as you can, okay?
A great mind too. Can you still hear me? Oh, my gosh.
Karen?
I'm sorry. Hi. Hi. Sorry, someone was calling. Can you still hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to add, sweetie? Or,
yes. I'm grateful. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I wanted to ask if this clearing on me is going to help my son, Joe. Oh, I didn't actually mean to say. But
don't worry.
My son, who is in terrible, terrible emotional distress, which I felt, you know, came from the family lineage, or he's in a terrible place. And I'm hoping, information that I can do.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I tell every mother. So, because as you know, I'm a mom too. So what you do is you, I'm sure by now you've gotten my free MP3s, and I know that we're offering one through this program as well. So you roll your eyes up, as I teach you to do, and you see the light from your heart going directly from your heart to the heart of your son. Surround him in this light. I'm getting goosebumps now, because the thing that he needs the most is the food from the light. He's withered and not thriving, and that's an energetic thing where he's getting goosebumps all over. So the first place to start is feeding him that energy, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's going to be fine. Just send the love. This is not a failure. He has his own journey. And the best that you can do for him, and for every mother and father who are listening, is send this light from your heart. It's, you know, universal source light, and your heart is the portal for it. So sending it through your heart to theirs is unbelievably powerful.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, thank sweetheart.
You. Thank you, Kay. Wow. So I think that's so interesting, Gabrielle, that I even felt guided to say, was there something else? Because I think what you just added mm-hmm. about the mother piece.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of mothers listening, and this goes for fathers too.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really powerful, because as parents, I'm not a mother except to my clients and my fur babies, but that so many mothers, mine included, still feels like this guilt over past things, or that she should have done different mm-hmm. or should have done better. And mm-hmm. I think what you added there to help with that is really big and very helpful.
It is so amazing. The mother's love, the father's love. I can totally
whether they showed
see
it or not.
Well, no, you know what? I'm going to go back to the sandpaper. You know, my family was my sandpaper. Because here's the thing. They did provide for me what I needed so I could embrace my own journey and do what I came here to do. And that doesn't mean that I make the life for my kids absolutely perfect, because this is the third dimension, people. It's a lower vibrational dimension. It is not nirvana,
period, end of story. It's not what we're here
it's
for.
Not going to look we're, perfect.
No. And
not going to feel perfect.
And my perception of perfect is not going to be the perception of my children either. No. You know, and with our children, we also have the opportunity to grow and evolve. And part of it is just like I said, you know, with my clients and with my husband, I realize even now, I mean, my children are 14, 12, and 7. And, you know, so we're in the terrible teens. And what's fascinating to me is realizing that my job is to send them love. That's my job.
Yes.
And what they choose to do with that, that's their free will choice. And I will do all the energetics that I can to love them. And then they have their path. And what they need to experience, they will bring to themselves because it's to get them on their path. And, you
and
know,
what
it's
their
been
soul
really,
wanted them to
yeah,
learn and
exactly,
yeah, all the
and
experiences.
Evolve and heal.
Yes.
Yes. They have their own too, just like we did. And so when you have
so controlling parents hear this.
Yes. Because exactly. I mean, it's like this is such a hard thing for people to understand because we all want to do better. But again, remember, do is right there. I have to do more.
And we don't
more,
want them to make
try harder.
And we don't want and parents don't want their children to make the quote unquote same mistakes they did. And the truth is, if someone's meant to have an experience, you will not be able to stop that, no matter what you do.
No, that's right. The best thing that we can do is send them the higher vibrational love so they can move through it with the least damage and as quickly as possible. That's my motto.
Mm.
That, you know, we're going to provide them that energetic love, that higher source energy, so they can learn the lesson as quickly as possible, heal it, and move through it. And I can tell you that this will relieve everybody's guilt because that's what your job is, but just nobody tells you.
Unconditional love and acceptance is like, mm-hmm, that is the job of a parent, really. That's really
that's
the only
it.
Job. And to keep them safe up to a certain point. But
well,
wow,
you know
wow,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But the higher energetic work, because a lot of my clients have older children, and you think to yourself, oh, my God, I need to save them from themselves. So this is the best way, but it works for, you know, all of our children, no matter the age.
Mm. Yeah, no matter the age. So I see that we're kind of at our time, but I was wondering,
okay,
do you feel guided to take one more question?
Oh, let's do it. We're having so much fun.
I know. I feel guided. Like
I
to
love,
do one more
I
at
love
least.
It. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's see here. Let me tap in. Huh, I'm feeling a webcast. What, are you open to that, Gabrielle?
Sure.
PJ says, I have pain in my hip on the left side. Could Gabrielle check to see if there is a spiritual weapon causing this pain? We can't find any physical cause. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a battle axe in there. Wow, we've got a lot of battle-weary people here. That's fascinating. All right, so let's see. I see it split like right down the hip bone at the joint, lodged right in there. So, TJ, we're going to just work to pull that out so that healing can occur. It doesn't mean it will necessarily be instantaneously healed, but it will keep it, you know, when you think to yourself, I've done everything, why isn't it healing? And the answer is because it can't mend itself with that energetic in there. So here we go. This has to do with actually, again, some forgiveness stuff happening. I'd be really interested to know if this person is, I hear the word a pacifist, as in not wanting any discord in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it feels like that's a part of what they thought they learned, which brings me to say many times when we have had a trauma happen, you think to yourself, I will never do that again. Just like I was never going to be a healer again so that I don't have to be persecuted or made fun of, right? That's the obvious answer. You just don't do that activity again. And so for everybody, that is not what they mean. That's not what the higher vibrational beings mean when they say, learn your lesson. It's not about not doing it again. It's about healing what's happened so that you can evolve. And that's it. It's super, super simple. So for TJ and everybody else, we're going to even release our beliefs about what it is we were meant to learn and allow instead and invite the higher vibrational lesson that we were meant to learn and to forgive ourselves for all that happened. I call it for being influenced, affected, or impacted by people around us, our own thoughts and beliefs, and to forgive God for its occurrence, and to ask forgiveness on all levels for yourself from all those who are also involved. I now just see that axiom, it just broke out, it just broke off, which is fascinating. Usually it just dissolves, but it actually like broke right in half. Right. So we ask now that that hip be mended. I don't actually ever add anything like that, so it's an interesting request. That it be mended in the physical, etheric, energetic, and spiritual realms for you. And for anybody else who is suffering from a physical ailment to receive all that they need to heal in the physical, etheric, energetic, and spiritual levels and layers. All right. Yeah, we've got some big, deep stuff happening today, which is wonderful.
Well, and it's interesting, Gabrielle, because as Kay said earlier, you know, she had heard you speak on another, you know, another thing like this and do a clearing for somebody and that she felt affected by it. And I feel the same is happening with everything that's going on today. It's like whoever had something similar to that, that is also beginning to release or heal or clear out for that person as well, including, yeah. I can feel it for me. I can feel including for me. So that's super interesting.
Energy is amazing. I mean, I tell everybody, I spend a lot of time in awe just because it never ceases to amaze me. It's limitless. Energy is limitless. And
yes.
It really matters only that the person is willing and, you know, not actively resisting with their mind, especially. Yes, you're willing to receive and I'm willing to allow it to leave. And, you know, you don't need it anymore. And all that is together. And it just, when we're in a group like this anyway, everybody's energy, you know, we've all by agreement come to listen and to participate. And even though Tanya and I are the ones talking, you know, we have a whole slew of energetic beings on the other side that are assisting. I mean, I can see them working on the whole group. And so it's just an amazing process that is limitless. And the more that you take part, the more you will and the faster you will evolve and, you know, begin that reclamation process for yourself.
And I think for a lot of people, I just want to add too, it's even believing that it's possible that mm-hmm. by, you know, I've heard, and you said it today as well, that just by speaking, and even more powerful since we're both coming together and speaking,
just by hearing our words and our vibration, whether you are live or listening to the replay, because I know some people think, oh, I'm listening to the replay, so I didn't get it. No, that's not true.
Right.
You're getting it just as much if you are open to receiving it and believe in it. Right? I think those are the only two things that really need to be happening in order for you, for the healing to occur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. It's really actually very simple. It's not that complicated. And I think that we tend to make it more complicated, and it's not. It just isn't. And it is about putting yourself in the position where there is higher vibrational energy, and that's what's important, especially as you're beginning your journey or in the middle of it, or you've done, 30 years of it. It's being around higher vibrational energy, because that will continue to assist you. Energy doesn't go away. It's just, what are you tapping into?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this process, like I said, it's fun. I think to myself, I wish I had better words than fun and amazing, but it truly is fulfilling on a level that is hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. But it makes everything just so much better, even when things are tough or you hit a slump or something, your child does something and you're like, what happens is you don't slide down as far as you would have in the past. You don't go into that complete tar pit. You're able to maintain a vibrational level. And it's amazing because you're given guidance about even how and what you do need to do, because there's still action. There is. But when you're in alignment, it's not the same as when you're out of alignment and you're doing. It doesn't drain you. It doesn't exhaust you. It doesn't stress you out. The action is completely different than when you were at a lower vibration and you're trying to push, pull, prod, all those things. I mean, that's when it's draining. It's exhausting. So it's just your decision to move forward and to surround yourself with higher vibrational people and teachings and whatever it is, and your willingness.
Yeah, and if you're in a big armpit right now,
yeah.
or a shitstorm, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you may be there, because either you were just, it was meant to be that big, or you've been stubborn, as Gabriel said before, and
that's
so
right.
You keep getting a little bit,
wow.
The dial's turning up. Right, the dial's turning up on your storm, because you're not listening to your guidance. Ooh,
right.
So with that, Gabriel, I'd love for you to share a little bit about your free gift for us today, Unlock and Unleash Your Abundance.
I love this free gift because it is all about alignment with your higher self. That when you are in alignment with your higher self, you are able to move into that abundance energy. And that is what this MP3 is all about. It's not very long. I think it might be less than 12 minutes. It's to connect you with your higher self and to help you release the blocks and things that are keeping you from being in alignment with your higher self. And then, of course, in alignment with your divine abundance.
Beautiful.
So everything we've talked about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So
yes.
Perfect for this conversation and this topic. So in order to receive Gabriel's beautiful gift and to unlock and unleash your abundance, you can, if you're on the webcast right now, there is a big button at the bottom of the screen, which you can just hit, and that'll take you to her free gift. And
I will give you
that.
A shorter address, Tanya.
Oh.
I think you have GabrielleSpencer.com/unlock, right?
Is that
the one you have, or do you have a shorter one?
What the best way to do it is the button at the bottom of the screen, or
there is also a link that'll be under this interview on the replay page. That's the other best way to access this. I just don't want to confuse people, Gabriel, because people will be coming to this later in iTunes and Podbean. So the other way to access, if you're on the phone on Podbean or iTunes, is to go to tanyapenny.com and just click on podcast. It's on the top of the page, and it'll take you to all the amazing conversations, including ours today with Gabriel and her free gift. So you can access the replays there, because I've had some people actually asking, can I get the replay of this? Yes. that is how you receive that. You just go to tanyapenny.com, click on podcast, and you'll get all of the amazing replays, including this one, all the amazing free gifts, including Gabrielle's, and if you haven't yet, my free gift. Actually have two of them, the Divine You, which is a new free gift, and there is a live virtual class with that, a guided meditation practice, the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Starter Kit, and make sure you guys, you know, go and get all the goodies. Mm-hmm. There's so much good stuff, you know, there's so much good stuff, and quite honestly, this stuff is worth a lot, and it's valuable. So even though it says free, it doesn't mean not valuable. I'm kind of away from the word free, you know?
I know. Well, I recently said in another interview I've done, I said, you know, I don't put in less in my free stuff than I would in one of my programs. I mean, I'm still doing exactly what I would do for, you know, my program, my paid program stuff. It's all in there, and it's all about your higher self assisting you, like we said, and showing up and listening and listening as often as you can, because even though you go in thinking that there's something you want to work on specifically, your higher self just needs your permission to assist you, and you have the consciousness to ask. That's what's important. So all of our gifts, yours included, Tanya, I mean, we put our whole being in them because we want you to have a higher vibration and to live your life purpose and your abundance and be a co-creator, because the more of us that do it, the easier it is, not only for us, but everybody who comes after us. And since we're not separate, right, since we're not separate and we're all connected, it's, you know, trust me, it's in our best interest to help as many people to get on
the planet.
Everybody.
Yeah, because the age of doing it alone is exhausting and done with. And so we want to help as many people as possible.
The time is now. We didn't talk about it, Tanya, but everybody has to know that the energies are crazy for a reason. Okay, it's, you know, that separation of the wheat from the chaff time. And each person, in order not to be buried by this energy, you have to rise or you will go under. You will go under the energy and you'll sink basically to the lower vibration. It's like I see it energetically, like there's no middle anymore. That it's like there's this huge opening, and it's where people will make that choice. If they're going to not do anything and step into their empowerment, or they will step into their empowerment. And with the energies that are available, if you are stepping into your empowerment, things are going to move so fast for you. And just, it's just incredible the momentum that is with you to help you with that at this time where we are in the energetic cycle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about last year. I went through a huge shitstorm and really opened to it and allowed it to happen and got through it much faster than I did MS shitstorm, right? So 2018, it's really like I'm going to be non-PC here, but it's time to shit or get off the pot. You know, it's like, let's do this. Like, it's time to do this, you guys, and it is your choice. And I know many of you, of course, are here listening because you are choosing it. So yay for you. And you are supported in doing it, I just want to add, by all our higher levels, higher beings, whatever you want to call it. They are, like, rooting for us. They are cheering for you.
And they really do want you to rise up and evolve. So, Gabriel, thank you so much for this amazing conversation. And I knew it would be.
Me too. I told you. I really felt it. I had to even do some grounding before we got on the phone, which is not normal for me. So I was like, okay, breathe. But I knew it was going to be lovely. And I thank you for, you know, allowing me to be here today, because I just really feel it in my heart. Just really love the connection. And I appreciate everybody who's listening, because it just, it brings me so much hope and happiness, really. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And as always, feel free to pass it on. If you think somebody else, you know, might be open to listening to this conversation today, by all means, share it. You know, again, it's just, we're all connected and we're all helping. We're all in this together. So the more that we can share just everything that happened in today's conversation and all the amazing conversations I've had with amazing coaches and healers and leaders, it's just so important, I think, at this time. And I always like to say, because I have so many clients that are like, oh, my sister or my, you know, so-and-so could use this, what we're doing. And I'm like, yeah, you can share it with them, but then let go of outcomes and expectations of what they're going to do with it.
So true.
So thank you, Gabriel. And I have a feeling, I didn't say it in yesterday's call with Meg Benedicte, but I have this sneaking suspicion that in fall of 2018, there is going to be some kind of live event in Sedona, where I live, where you yourself, Gabriel, might be joining, and Meg and John Burgos and just Jill Renee Feeler and all the other amazing just amazing souls that are here doing this type of work. I'm just putting that out there to everyone that I have
a
feeling is going to be a live event.
Everybody you've named, Jill Renee Feeler, absolutely adore her.
I caught your guys' conversation actually about a month or a couple weeks ago, and I loved that.
You know, it's wonderful to meet your soul family. I mean, it is it is so wonderful, because no matter where we all live, we're not far apart. We're just, and we meet each other, and it's like you're instantly connected, and it's what we want for everybody to feel. Like we said, you're not alone. You have the universal support. And for a lot of people, they have that disconnect too, where they're like, I'm really not supported somewhere within them.
There's a belief.
They feel it.
Yeah. There's a belief. And I'm alone, or I'm you know, not connected. And, and you know, that's not true anymore. You wouldn't be here. Like, so you just being here listening to this, just know you are connected. And we are your soul family.
That's it. Exactly. And you've created a soul family just with your podcast. And everybody who listens, whether they listen to this one or 10, you're still part of that soul family. And if you give permission to receive the healing, even if you're not listening to the podcast, it will still be delivered. And this is what people have to understand. There's no limit when you're working with energy. It's fabulous. So fabulous. So I'm like jumping up for joy about doing something with all of you people, all of you, because that would be fabulous.
Yes.
Just that would make my heart sing, because it's time. It's just time for everybody to just get massive release and reclamation of who they are and their gifts, because we have some powerful masters here, and we're here to help that higher dimensional vibration settle.
We're here
really
to unleash the beast.
To move into it.
In a good way.
Yes. In a good way. That's
unleash
right.
your
We're
beast.
Here.
There's a t-shirt. Unleash your beast in a good way, in parentheses.
I like it.
So,
I just wanted to throw
that out there for the live event. I just felt it happening yesterday, so I'm just starting to plant the seeds for that. And everyone, tomorrow, I just want to remind you to join us again at 12 o'clock Pacific with Sarah Landon. So another just amazing light worker, visionary, definitely will be invited to Sedona as well. So
So thank you, everyone, and thank you so much, Gabriel. And I just can't even wait to, I'm going to see you in Tampa, I think, in a month. So I'm excited for
I'm
that as well.
I'm excited. Me too.
All right, everyone. Thank you, and spread the love. And just know, like Gabriel said, that you are a master, and now is your time. So progress, not perfection, baby steps every day. Just one foot in front of the other, whether you know what the outcomes are going to be or not, it's time to fly. So with that, I'm signing off and sending everyone lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.